You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The FWA podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Hello everyone, a warm welcome along to the FWA podcast here in association with William Hill. Good to have you with us ahead of the Premier League this weekend. Dave Kellner in the studio, and I'm joined by the Executive Secretary of the FWA, Paul McCarthy. First of all, a warm welcome. Good afternoon to you, Paul.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, good afternoon to you.
Big West Ham fan as well, Paul. And
for my sins, Dave, for my sins.
We'll have to start with West Ham because after five straight defeats, plummeting, I'm afraid to say, towards the foot of the table. Good news is, though, Paul, still 10-1, which is a big price for relegation.
I think in the scheme of things, when you look at the clubs around them, and obviously they've got a massive, massive game on Saturday at home to Swansea, you'd much rather have the points on the board. And 33 points is, you know, off the back of five straight defeats, looks awful, and is awful, don't get me wrong. It's appalling form. But I think 36 points will keep you up this year. So West Ham are looking for, 3 points between now and the end of the season. And I hope they're capable of that.
The owners have come out, Paul, and said Slaven Bilic is safe and they're saying all the right things in public. Do you think it's the same behind the scenes?
Not so sure about that. I mean, sometimes I despair of West Ham and, you know, people only talk about West Ham managerial position and situation, yes, of course, the results. But it's because the chairman or joint chairman are always talking about it. I don't know any other club, quite frankly, who comes out and talks so much, so publicly and so often about a manager's position or a signings or anything like that. I think in this situation, they would have done well just to have kept their counsel and to basically have given all the attention to what's happening on the pitch and allowing Bilic to talk in his press conference without necessarily having that kind of speculation over his position every time.
But Bilic seems to be the type of manager that gets the best out of his players in these situations of adversity, though. Even when Dimitri Payet got a response from his players after that.
Yeah, I think it was almost like if Payet wants to say that, then let's show him, you know, this club is bigger than any single player. But I've never, ever, ever seen it as sensible selling your best player, especially in the middle of a season, which has been difficult, to say the least, for West Ham with the new stadium and, you know, problems with the fans the majority of the fans not completely accepting the new stadium yet. I think they would have probably been better off trying to patch things up with Payet, if you like, and saying, well, you stay to the end of the season, then obviously we'll let you go. But, you know, that's in the past now, and I think they're suffering from a lack of quality. They're also suffering from injuries as well. You know, Andy Carroll was intermittently in the team. Mikel Antonio has been injured, also got sent off against Watford, so that didn't really help their cause. So, all in all, a difficult season so far for West Ham.
They're 23-20 to beat Swansea at the weekend. Do you think they'll win, West Ham?
No, I don't think they will, actually. I think Swansea played very well against Spurs on Wednesday night. I think defensively they looked strong. I know they gave away three goals in the last sort of 3-4 minutes, but they were chasing the game once the Spurs equaliser went in, and they got caught out on the break. But I think if Llorente is back, and it looks like he will after missing the last two games, then I think West Ham could struggle to win.
If you like Llorente to score and Swansea to win, that's 6-1 here with William Hill.
You know what? I take a little bit of that.
Yeah, 6-1, Llorente, yeah. And Swansea, yeah, to win. If Swansea do win this weekend, I suppose West Ham are going to be hoping that Hull slip up, and they've looked rejuvenated under Marco Silva.
Yeah, but they're away at City, aren't they?
Yeah.
So I think Hull's, as you say, rejuvenation has been superb under Marco Silva. I think he's done a fantastic job, but I think they'll lose at Man City. Mm.
OK, let's talk about the televised games this weekend, and Tottenham take on Watford. That's the first of them. Saturday, 12:30, kick-off here. Spurs are 2-7 to win the game. The draw 4-1 Watford 11-1. Do you think the title's out of reach for Spurs? 7 points behind.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I think they looked very nervous on Wednesday night against Swansea. They lacked, I mean, they had a lot of possession, but there wasn't the quick passing. There wasn't the breaks down the flanks that they're synonymous with Kyle Walker and Danny Rose, if you fit all, but Ben Davis on Wednesday night. I think Dele Alli, I think, has been in fantastic goal scoring form, as has Son, and, you know, Christian Eriksen chipping in with goals. But I think that without Harry Kane, they still lack, you know, and what team wouldn't miss Harry Kane? They lack a focus up front. Janssen came on and made a difference on Wednesday night. But I think they'll beat Watford at the weekend. But I don't see Chelsea slipping up again. I think Chelsea have had their blip against Palace a couple of weeks ago, or last weekend. I don't see it happening again.
I can't believe Watford are in 10th place, Paul, because they've looked disappointing when I've seen them live. But they're clearly a team with something about them. And Troy Deeney is in good goal-scoring form at the moment.
Yeah, he got his 100th goal for Watford. I think, they've been in and out, shall we say. I think back-to-back wins has made them safe now. I would say that, you know, they haven't torn up any trees this year. But I think, you know, if you ask anybody at Watford, quite honestly, their ambition at the start of the season is to remain in the Premier League, 10th in the table. If they finish in the top half of the table, then yeah, I think it's certainly an improvement on last season.
Bournemouth take on Chelsea. That's 5:30. You just mentioned that game. Bournemouth are 5-1 to win it. The draw 13-5 with Chelsea in the betting at 8-13. What's been the difference between Chelsea and their closest pursuers this season?
I think there's a unity about Chelsea. I think there is a real sense of purpose. I think the players who went missing last season are back on absolute stunning form. I think Conte has been the difference between Chelsea and every other team in the league this season. I think his organisation is spot on. I think his man management has been fantastic. The way he handled, we talked about Dimitri Payet, didn't we, earlier? But the way that Chelsea handled Diego Costa and his sulks in the January transfer window was a lesson, basically, to every club about how to deal with star players who throw their toys out of the press.
Do you think they'll win at Bournemouth? Bournemouth have won back-to-back games at the Vitality.
But I still think Bournemouth are a bit flaky. You never really know which Bournemouth team's going to turn up, and you know that's not a criticism. That's, you know, when you get to that sort of stage in Bournemouth's development as a club and as a team, you're going to get patchy results. But I think Eddie Howe is top quality. I think he is, you know, talk about Chelsea's purpose and sense of unity. I think he's got something pretty similar in terms of spirit at Bournemouth. But I think Chelsea were outplayed a lot of the time by Manchester City on Wednesday, but ground out a result. And I think they will, I don't think they'll have to be at their very best to beat Bournemouth this weekend.
Chelsea 8-13 to win that game. On to Sunday's live matches. Sunderland versus Manchester United first up, Paul. And Sunderland are 8-1 to win the game. The draw 7-2. Manchester United very short at 4-11.
I think United all day for me. I mean, I know right. they draw and without Zlatan, they'd be in a worse position than they are even at the moment. But Sunderland just looked down to me for, well, they lost away at Swansea 3-0, I think it was. And I thought from that moment, they looked down. And nothing I've seen since, even though they had that blip of an incredible performance and result against Crystal Palace when they won 4-0 away from home, I haven't seen anything else which convinces me that Sunderland have got any kind of spirit or fight to be able to get out of this one.
What was your view on David Moyes' sexist comments that were captured on tape?
I don't think it was a sackable offence. I think it was poor. I think it was shabby. I think the reaction to it has been justified. I don't think he should have lost his job over it. But it's we are trying to change things, and you know, within the Football Writers Association ourselves, we are trying to sort of you know, a lot more diversity, because traditionally we've been a largely majority male-oriented association, which reflects the balance of reporters and journalists in football in this country. But more women are coming into it. We're trying to encourage more women. This just sets the cause back, not for the Football Writers Association, but for football, too far in my book. And it wasn't banter. Banter is when you're engaged in a battle of wits. This was had nasty overtones, this one.
Yeah, it was him using his powerful position, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, Paul.
And just a quick final word on Paul Pogba as well at Manchester United. Going for Manchester United to win this game, but they're paying £90 million for Paul Pogba, and we keep hearing this is still a settling in period. We need this season. Pogba needs this season. Is that really the case for a guy that's cost £90 million?
I reflect and look at the way Pogba is given excuses and Luke Shaw is hung out to dry. You know, one is a Mourinho player who he's trying to justify paying £90 million for. Another is somebody who's turned Mourinho down before and is getting hung out to dry after coming back from an injury which could quite possibly have ended his career. So I think Pogba has been a huge disappointment. I think, yes, you make allowances for the fact that he's settling in to a new club, but it's hardly a new country to him, is it? It's not like he's had to come and it's completely alien to him. You know, he was at Old Trafford before. It's not changed so dramatically in the intervening period. So I think a huge disappointment. I think he could have done an awful lot more. I think Mourinho knows that, but is making excuses for him. And we'll need to see him step it up next season, because otherwise there are serious, serious questions being asked about him and Manchester United's recruitment.
Manchester United to win the game on Sunday, 4-11. The draw 7-2 with Sunderland in the betting 8-1. Everton versus Leicester is the 4 p.m. kickoff on Sunday, and Everton are 8-11 to win this game. The draw 14-5. Leicester in the betting at 4-1. I recorded another podcast this morning, Paul, and I said any other week, people would be backing Leicester without reservation at 4-1 because it's such a big price for a team that have won 5 straight matches.
Yeah.
But this isn't any other week. They've got the Champions League to come midweek.
Yeah. And I think Craig Shakespeare will now know that they are absolutely safe. He will know that it's still a marvellous, marvellous adventure, the Champions League. And why wouldn't you rest players in the league to be at your very strongest for the game in the week in Spain? So I think it would be a magnificent occasion for Leicester in the week, and I think the team will be reflected by Craig Shakespeare's decision-making process around that game rather than away at Everton.
Do you think Everton will win then, 8-11? Have you been impressed with them this season under Ronald Koeman?
They're better, much better. It depends if Lukaku turns up. You saw it in the Mersey Derby last week. So much focus is on him. He didn't turn up at Anfield last weekend. Hugely disappointing. And Everton reflected that and were disappointed themselves. So I think they'll win because Leicester will play a weakened team.
Yeah, I get the feeling with Lukaku as well. He's a bit of a home bird, isn't he? He tends to bully sides at home and then he'd go on the road and doesn't perform.
Yeah. Struggle to bully Robert Huth, though.
Crystal Palace versus Arsenal is the last of the Premier League matches this weekend. 8 p.m. kickoff on Monday, this one. And Palace is 17-5 to win it. The draw 14-5 with Arsenal odds on it at 3-4. Can you back Arsenal at 3-4 odds on the form?
No, I'm not going to back Arsenal. I'm going to go for the draw on that. I think Sam Allardyce will be disappointed that Palace's fine run of form, I think 4 straight wins, came to an end against Southampton in the week. But I think he has changed their whole defensive mindset, the whole defensive structure. I think they are difficult to beat now. I think they'll just try and kill the game stone dead on Monday night. And I'm not sure Arsenal have got the wit or the invention to get through them. When times are tough for Arsenal, when people defend like they as deeply as Palace will defend and in numbers, I think they really struggle to break teams down. And I see this as a very low scoring, if not 0-0 draw.
Okay, the 0-0 draw in the game is available at 12-1. If you fancy just the draw in the match, that's in the betting at 14-5. It looks as if Arsenal might finally miss out on that top four spot as well, Paul.
Yeah, I think so. I think Arsene Wenger will stay. but I think there has to be a major shake-up behind the scenes. They're so far behind in terms of sports science, training methods, analytics, preparation for match, for big matches, all matches, that I think that if Wenger stays, it will only be on the understanding that he is willing to make those kind of changes. Question is he willing to make those kind of changes?
Has he got it in him now as well, Paul? He's been at the club that long.
And he's remained incredibly loyal to people. Can he change? Can that loyalty change? Is he willing to change? I don't know. I think it's a serious question for the Arsenal board to answer if they are to give Arsene Wenger a new contract.
Paul, thank you for your company on the podcast.
Pleasure, Dave. Absolute pleasure.
If you want to follow Paul on Twitter, it's at PaulMcCarthy66, and you can follow myself at D. Kellner. Check out all the latest betting via the William Hill website. Go to williamhill.com and click on football, and we've priced up all 10 Premier League matches this weekend. Thank you again to Paul, and thank you to everyone that's listened. And we'll be back with more chat on the FWA podcast next weekend.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.